We're having a lot of fun and a lot of things coming up, and of course this is a fun time of year, getting school back in session, and we do have school buses out there, so motorists, please drive with care. We also have in our studio with us a special guest, Ms. Maddie Williams with the Homemakers Club out at McCord's Crossroads. And Maddie, thank you for coming in and being with us this morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Jerry, for having me.
It's our pleasure to always have you in the studio with us. And we have something special to tell the people about coming up this weekend.
Yes, we do. This weekend, that's Saturday, the 17th of August, at 4 p.m., we at the McCord's Homemakers Crossroads Club will be having our annual Field to Fork celebration honoring our farmers, our local farmers. It is going to be a great time. Believe me, it is. We are going to have a lot of entertainment, vendors, auction, and some very, very, very delicious food, Jerry.
Absolutely. You can't have a Field to Fork without delicious food. And, of course, we honor the farmers because without the farmers, we wouldn't have the food and fiber that we have, and we've got to have them working and producing to keep America going.
This is very, very true. When we look at even a few statistics, vegetables and melons alone have a $65 million impact on our economy. When you sit down to eat each and every day, even the cotton in your clothes, we need to take time to thank a farmer.
Absolutely, because a lot of people think that food comes from the cans or from the grocery store and wherever. They have no idea of the conception of where it originated.
No, they really, really don't. And then we don't always think about how many types of farmers we have.
Absolutely.
We have catfish farmers.
Sure.
We have fish to the point where we have to actually take those little eggs and make some catfish so that we'll have enough to enjoy.
Yeah.
We have farmers that do nothing but chickens.
That's right.
Poultry farmers. And those, as you know, are very, very important. It stands to reason. Why did the chicken cross the street? Probably to just thank a poultry farmer for having him.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, taking care of him.
Getting him some
food and keeping him fed and protected.
Yes.
And then growing him up to send him off to the poultry slaughter place.
Yeah. Well, and to a nice table.
Yeah.
To a family that's going to appreciate and enjoy it very much.
That's right. Comes from the farm to the tables and the forks, so it's a great way to do it. You know, years ago, Maddie, in another generation, another lifetime, so many farmers and people that grew up in a rural area, they, you mentioned poultry, they had their own poultry on the farm.
Yes.
And they had their chickens and they had their eggs, and when they got ready to have fried chicken in the skillet, they just went out there and caught them a couple of those young roosters and took care of it and put them in the skillet, and it was some mighty good eating.
Mighty good eating. Often when I relay that message, not now to just my children, but my grandkids, they were like, "You did what to a chicken's neck?"
Yeah.
I was like, well, we were on a farm.
Absolutely.
And we had to eat from that farm. So we gathered eggs, we prepared our chicken, and when I detail to them how we did that, they often go like, "Why though?" I said, "Because we didn't go to the store to buy it out of a packet."
No.
That was the reason my aunt and my grandparents were raising chickens and growing mustard greens and planting eggplants and okra and tomatoes and green beans. There was a reason why my uncle had goats.
Right.
That this fed a community, but it fed our family, but we also fed the community.
Sure.
So, you know, jarring and canning was very, very important. But none of that process would have happened without a farmer or without us growing those things on our own land.
Exactly.
Or having those things.
And so many of those small family farms have gone, and so it's important to have since we don't have gardens as much as we have in the past, it's good to have the farmer's market, people that grow those vegetables, bring them in and make them available fresh from the farm.
Yes, so that you have access to them. you know, during my time, when I was younger, I look at our speaker, Dr. Landon Marks. He's the extension coordinator here in Cherokee County. And he's going to touch a little bit on how important it is for us to have our future farmers of America.
Sure.
These young men and women that are part of that club within their schools actually are stating that we still want to go into farming. We cannot let this profession as it has become die.
That's exactly right.
Because again, without a farmer, without those things that they grow and produce, we will not have anything to eat.
And there's so many jobs, not just on the farm. Mm-hmm. There's so many agricultural-related spinoff jobs that makes great careers mm-hmm. for young men and women mm-hmm. that go and got to have the biotech and all the research and things that go into the farming of today.
You do. You have the land engineering, as you mentioned, the biotech, because you have to definitely have people who are trained to test our soil to make sure that it has the nutrients it needs to grow the things that we have. You want to have an extension of veterinarian medicine that says we're going to check your animals, even down to your chickens. There are people literally over the years that have lost whole chickens, just chickens, because one got sick and they didn't know why. Well, that doesn't happen so much anymore.
Right.
Because now you have veterinarian medicine that will check even the smallest little chick and make sure everything is okay.
So absolutely.
So that poultry farms continue to thrive.
Yeah. And we wouldn't be the nation today that we have become over the years without farming,
yes.
without agriculture.
Not
without agriculture, where we get our food and fiber, and it takes care of us and sustains us and all. And what a great way to honor the farmers. And we want to invite all the farm families to come and enjoy this.
Please come out. We do want to honor you again. Mm-hmm. This whole program, this whole event is centered around you. We are going to have lots of vendors with information, not just information, but things to sell that you would be interested in. We're going to have a very fun auction led by our own Mr. Lamar, which is the highlight almost of the whole event. We have some very good sponsors that have given some very, very nice things to be auctioned off. We have Phil and Kelly Matthews coming back for entertainment, beautiful music that will definitely keep everything flowing and everything exciting. And again, you have that delicious meal that's going to consist of your chicken and your pork hash brown casserole and all the tomatoes and deviled eggs and relishes and fresh bread that you can eat. And oh, Jerry Mutz, we mentioned the desserts.
Absolutely.
These wonderful, wonderful desserts. So we really do hope that all the farmers and everybody in the surrounding area, if you get a chance, please come out. It is going to be at 4:00 in the afternoon at the Hopewell Center.
Let's tell them where the Hopewell Center is for people that might be listening that's not familiar with it. It's located in the McCord's Crossroads community right there just off County Road 16 and...
Exactly, 7290 County Road 16 in Center. And that's the Hopewell Community Center in the McCord's Crossroads community.
Just put it into your GPS.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then if you get lost, you can call me.
Absolutely.
You can call me, believe
give
me.
Give them your number there, Maddie.
It's 256-473-1557.
All right. So if you can't find it or need some more information, call Maddie. She'll be glad to assist you and direct you out there. But easily found, County Road 16 out there. And it's probably, what, 12, 13 miles out of Center?
Yeah, approximately. But again, you won't get lost. We have signs out that actually detail exactly where we are. They're road signs.
Yeah.
So you won't get lost. And again, if you call me, we will definitely have to, if we have to come to the road and get you, we will.
That's right.
But we definitely want everyone to get there and come out and have a good time and thank a farmer in person.
Absolutely. On Saturday, all roads lead to McCord's Crossroads and to the Field and Fork event with a McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club. Maddie, you got a busy, busy working club. What all is the McCord's Crossroads Homemakers involved in?
Well, we have our little library. For those that don't know, And in the McCourts community, because it's a smaller community, right outside the mainstream of Cherokee County, but we're a part of the, you know, we're in the county, there was no library access for the kids out there. So we have a little library that we house. We also help with several organizations as far as feeding people in the community. We also are very involved with the veterans program, not just our May Day celebration, but giving back to the veterans through the year, throughout the years. Our quilting club makes quilts throughout the year to make sure that our community has a way to stay warm during the winter. We have our coat drive. A plethora of things, and anything that, or anytime anyone in this community needs us, you can reach out and we will be there for you in any capacity that we can.
Working club, no doubt about it. And of course, your members over the years contributed much to the community and to the development and to where you are today. And you have a wonderful clubhouse, a great place to meet and host these events. And it's always a fun time to go to McCourts Crossroads.
Always. And again, I don't want to fail to mention our beautiful garden. I consider it a garden of tranquility.
Sure.
If you have never been out there, it has a beautiful gazebo, places where you can sit and just meditate, where you can just spend time with yourself and read. And it's always open. It's always open to the public. It is something to see. Miss Edna Jo Jennings, one of our founders, spends a lot of time working out there along with her committee to make sure that the flowers are blooming and that our shrubberies are doing well. But again, I encourage everybody, if you've never been out to the Hopewell Community Center or to the gardens in the McCourts Crossroads community, please come out. You will be just absolutely surprised how beautiful it is. And again, our Hopewell Community Center, might I add, Jerry, is always available for rental. You can contact Karen Bobo, and she will give you all the details, reference renting the building. It is a beautiful facility, and it is very welcoming. And we have had a lot of people lately coming out and staging their events there.
I know recently there's been some wedding receptions and things like that held out there. So any type of event, right, Karen?
Yes, sir. Any type of event that you have, we will be willing to speak to you and book it for you. So just give me a call at 706-584-0386, and we'll be glad to work with you.
And as Maddie was telling us, you folks have been real busy getting ready for the Field of Fork event.
Yes, sir. We've been trying to make sure everything's right, get everything going on, and we appreciate all the help that we get that makes this come off. We have the fire association's volunteer honor guard doing our opening colors and all that. So we have a lot of people involved in the county, so we hope to keep reaching out to the whole county for help.
Takes a lot of help to pull off an event like this, doesn't it?
It certainly does. It certainly does. And again, I don't want to be remiss in mentioning the fact that we always have the kind hearts like American Auctioneers and our Chamber of Commerce, of course, and of course, Fire Department. Just so many people that when we reach out to tell them what we want to do, they open up their arms and say, yeah, how can we help? And this could not be done without them. It just could not at all.
Well, we're thrilled to be having this event. One thing we haven't mentioned is the meal is for a $10 donation, and well worth it, and you'll enjoy it. And the meal will be prepared by local farm families.
Yes, sir. Actually, some of the firemen are doing the meat for us. We're having chicken and tenderloin, and then the rest of it's going to be mostly country cooking from just our people, our women and different people in the community.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
And, Jerry, if you, for some reason, cannot stay to the event, but you want to enjoy that delicious meal, we will be able to give you to-go plates.
All right. So mm-hmm. you get the plates to go. Mm-hmm. If you can't stay and enjoy all the activities, but you want to support them and make a donation to the McCord's Crossroads community, and for $10 you can get a wonderful plate of food and all. And of course, if you can stay, boy, the activities are going to be over the top.
We hope that everybody comes out and enjoys it, has a good time, and we have some vendors that's going to be there and showing some different items also. We hope to have everyone there this time.
All right. Now, the vendors, Maddie told us, Karen, were greater in number than what you've had in the past.
Yes, sir. We have more farm-related vendors this year and some different things, but we tried to get as many vendors to come out and show things for the farm and make food. I mean, we have people, I think, it's going to be selling some candy and stuff, but we would hope that children come out and have a good time also. In the past, we hadn't had as many young people. The young people are the farmers of the future, so we need to get those out too.
Absolutely. Come on out and join them. Ladies, anything else? Starts at 4 o'clock on Saturday afternoon at Hopewell at the McCord's Crossroads community, right?
Yes, it does. And we look forward to seeing everyone there.
All right. Thank you so very much for coming in and being with us this morning. We appreciate you ladies getting up and coming in early. And we appreciate Karen for joining us this morning. Karen, you've been busy?
Oh, yes, sir. We stay busy.
I know you do. You have a lot of things going on out there. And but we appreciate your time and coming in and sharing with us about the McCord's Crossroads Homemakers Club and all that you do. One final thing, ladies. If someone in your community that's not a member of your club, not active, and they want to be, how can they do that?
Well, they can contact me, and I've given the number out before, but they can go online on Facebook and pull us up and look at what we do. We have three different sites they can go to. We have the Hopewell Community Center, which is shows the different venues that we have had in the past, and we have the Homemakers Club, the McCord Crossroads Homemakers Club Facebook site too, and it gives the information of how to join and how to come and visit us.
Well, thank you so very much. A working organization, no doubt about it, contributing back to their communities and the county they serve. Thank you, ladies, and we look forward to seeing you on Saturday at Hopewell.
Thank you, Jerry. You.